Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the morning brings a mix of clear skies and mild temperatures. In Jerusalem, expect a pleasant day with plenty of sunshine. Tel Aviv is warm and sunny, perfect for a walk along the beach. Haifa enjoys similar weather, with clear skies and a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump considered return to all-out war with Iran, but prefers negotiation, according to the Jerusalem Post, just over an hour ago. Also, Vance and Rubio take different approaches as Iran tests their 2028 prospects. This comes from the Times of Israel earlier today. Also this hour, explosives and a military grenade were seized in a policing operation in Lower Galilee, Israel, Hayom reports from a short time ago. Separately, President Trump weighs a return to all-out war with Iran, but remains committed to talks for now, as reported by I-24 News earlier today. And finally, anti-Israel socialists achieve another primary upset in Colorado. JNS highlighted this development just 22 minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News, a local news source, reported minutes ago the tragic murder of Harav Amos Guetta, a respected figure in Netanya, who was stabbed by one of his own followers. Ynet Global noted earlier today a study showing high rates of trauma symptoms among families of IDF reservists, revealing the long-term impact of conflict on mental health. Al Arabiya English shared insights from former U.S. Ambassador Edward Jerezhian, who describes Iranian negotiators as highly effective in talks with the United States. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with a report from the Jerusalem Post, former President Trump has been contemplating a return to full-scale conflict with Iran. Despite his consideration of military action, he remains open to extending negotiations past previous deadlines. Analysts suggest this reflects the complex balancing act between showing strength and pursuing diplomacy. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage, Senators Vance and Rubio are navigating their stances on Iran as they eye the 2028 presidential race. While Vance seems open to discussions, Rubio remains skeptical of reaching a viable agreement. This divergence highlights the broader debate within U.S. politics on how to handle Iran. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports that police in the Lower Galilee recently seized explosives and a military grenade in Turan. This policing operation highlights ongoing security challenges in the region. Authorities continue to focus on preventing potential threats to public safety. In a related development, I-24 News explores Trump's strategic choices regarding Iran. He reportedly believes that military aggression could undermine diplomatic efforts. This situation underscores the delicate nature of international negotiations and the potential for escalating tensions. Finally, from JNS, Melat Kiros has unseated a long-serving incumbent in Colorado, marking a significant victory for anti-Israel socialists. The upset reflects shifting dynamics within the Democratic Party and raises questions about the future of U.S.-Israel relations. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business highlights the economic challenges posed by the Basic Law of Torah Study. This law grants Torah study a special status, raising concerns over its impact on economic equality. Separately, Barclays Israel CEO Ilan Paz, as reported by CTEC, advises Israeli companies to aim for $500 million in revenue before considering a Wall Street IPO. The AI boom has changed the landscape for tech companies looking to go public. And finally, Ynet Business reports that former President Trump has warned European countries about imposing digital taxes on U.S. tech firms. He threatens 10% tariffs in response, potentially impacting trade relations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.